You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Inshallah, today we'll be touching on some of the signs that we haven't mentioned, which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us about. The first signs I want to touch on are to do with commerce and trade, to do with business. In a hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the hour will not be established, the end of time will not come until you see certain things. And one of them is fushuwut tijara. He says you'll find that business will be widespread. In a similar hadith, he says the hour will not be established until hatta yataqarab al-zaman. And in another riwayah, yataqarab al-aswaq. Until the marketplaces become closer together, until time becomes closer. The ulama, when explaining this hadith, they have varying explanations. However, what I want you to ponder over is, look at how, at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they did not have technology. They did not have the internet that we have today. Those days, the way they used to trade, somebody used to travel with donkey or camels or horses, and they used to hold their goods, or they used to go far away. In those days, you would travel from Mecca to Medina, that distance, in 10 days or more. And people would get the goods they wanted to sell, and they would bring them, and sometimes even further distances. And imagine at that time, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling you that the hour will not come until this business becomes widespread and the marketplaces become closer. And this, most definitely, we've seen it today. Just a few years ago, I'm talking about 20, 30 years ago, people thought that the technology at the time was so advanced, you could now make a phone call, you could transfer money from the bank. And today, every single one of us on the phone, you can order goods from the other side of the world, and you can pay immediately, and they will deliver to you within a day or 2 days or few days. And what does this show you? Yes, it's a convenience, it's a ni'mah, it's a bounty of Allah. However, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam also told us that this is one of the signs of the hour. The fact that this commerce and trade will become easy. He also tells us that time will become closer. The ulama, when explaining this hadith, some mention people will feel that time is just flying. And you know, we feel that today. All of a sudden, the week starts. Usually where we have working days starting on Monday or Sunday, people say, we just started the week. And all of a sudden, it's Friday. It's Jumu'ah. Do we feel like that, right or wrong? Correct. And all of a sudden, the month has passed. And all of a sudden, a few months have passed and the year has passed. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells you that from the signs of the hour, you will feel time coming closer together. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that access to different cities, it will become easier, i.e. with the modern technology, modern transport we have. What used to take people days now only takes us hours, at times minutes. And this is one of the prophecies of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he informed us would happen, and we have witnessed it. May Allah grant us the ability to make the most of our time. You know, when you look at your life, it's not very long, a few years long. In some ahadith, it's mentioned the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years old. If that is the rough gauge, how many of us have already reached halfway according to that gauge? Or we almost there, or we are living on extra time. And for the youngsters who are still in your teenage years, your time will move very fast, very fast. Make sure that you've prepared and you've done that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the same way you came onto the earth, you will quickly depart. And as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, towards the end of time, it will feel like the time itself is moving faster and faster, and we've most definitely felt that. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that as time progresses, when it comes to wealth again, he says that people won't care how they earn their wealth, where they earn their wealth from, amin al-halali, amin al-haram, whether it's halal or haram. You find transactions which are very lucrative, very inviting. However, there's a haram element to it. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says towards the end of time, people will just be worried about money. How can I gather more? Whether it's in a halal way or whether it's in a haram way. May Allah protect one and all. And he mentions in some ahadith that stinginess and miserliness will be widespread amongst the people. You find people will have, they'll have wealth, but the person will be stingy. And Allah Jalla wa Ala says, the human by nature, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ. The soul by nature, human being by nature is stingy. Always looking for what is theirs and more, even if it is at the expense of others. And he says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who are saved from the miserliness, the stinginess of their souls, they will be the successful. So these are just a few ahadith with regards to wealth. And they are many, a few of them we've already touched on. The second category I want to touch on today, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us in an authentic hadith recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari, he says towards the end of time, certain things which were always known to be haram and prohibited, people from this ummah will start to make them halal, will start to justify them in an incorrect manner. He says in one hadith, يستحلون الحرى والحريرة والخمر والمعازف. You'll find people who they'll want to make zina halal, and they'll try to find all avenues to justify it. And silk for the men is prohibited to wear. He says you'll find them also trying to justify that. Alcohol, intoxicants, wine. He says towards the end of time, you'll find people from the ummah trying to justify it being halal. يستحلون الحرى والحريرة والخمر والمعازف. When it comes to instruments, he says that you'll find people who want to justify it to become halal. Now, there's a difference. A difference between those who maybe they are affected by a sin. It's a fitna for them. May Allah protect one and all. Let's say they have a drinking problem, or they have a problem when it comes to zina, etc. Major sins, may Allah protect one and all. A person needs to make tawbah, ask Allah for forgiveness, etc. But this is one category. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, towards the end of time, you'll find a second category of people who will try to justify it, to say no problem, it is halal. May Allah protect one and all. And a lot of this we have already seen. And at times you find those who are more practicing, closer to the deen. Obviously it hurts. People become upset. However, as we mentioned at the beginning, this increases the iman of a believer, knowing that what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us more than 1,400 years ago, we are seeing it to be true. And what is yet to come will most definitely come, whatever he has informed us. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, this is the next category of signs I want to touch on. And as I mentioned, the signs of Qiyamah are many. But because our time is limited, we want to condense them and touch on the main ones, inshallah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, you'll find amongst the people the good traits, the good ethics and morals will decay. We touched on that generally, but more specifically, he mentions that lying will become prevalent when people deceive and cheat. And he says in a hadith, should I not inform you of some of the most major of sins? From amongst them, he says, shahadat az-zur, to bear false testament, false witness. You know, at the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, even if a person had the right, they knew that in a case, whether it's in the court or wherever it may be, they knew they were right, but because they had so much value and respect for the name of Allah, to take a promise by Allah, even if it was true, they would generally refrain and abstain because of the weight it held. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells you, towards the end of time, people will take the name of Allah, but they will be bearing false testament. You know, when you go to the court and you find people who they have no right in something, but they take an oath by Allah and they bring false evidence to say that this is mine or this belongs to me or I am in the right, and they are deceiving, they are cheating. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that this will become widespread. May Allah protect one and all. And this most definitely we have seen, shahadat az-zur, where people bear false testimony. So much so, not only the person giving this false testament, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a long hadith, authentic, he says, the best generation is my generation, then the one after, then the one after. Then he says, there will come people towards the end of time telling us how society will decay. One of the things he says, yashhaduna wa la yustashhadun. Even if they were not asked to bear testimony, they will go to give it. It doesn't belong in your business, or it's got nothing to do with you. People will still come ahead and they will start to give this testament, false testament. May Allah protect one and all. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us the good character and conduct, the ethics of the people will erode. From the signs informed to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we spoke about commerce, we spoke about the moral fabric of society decaying. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says the environment around you will also change. He says that in one hadith, there will be a lot of earthquakes, natural disasters in our terms. He says these are some of the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Signs of the hour. Also from the signs of the hour in the same hadith, he says that the men will become less and the women will be more in majority. And some of the scholars, when looking or explaining these hadith, they mention this could be an indication of increased war, wars towards the end of time. And you find people will be killed and butchered. May Allah protect one and all. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling you that towards the end of time, you'll see these changes amongst you, around you. You'll see it in the people who are with you. At times you need to interact with them. At times you need to deal with them. And he says you will find that so much so in some ahadith. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us that sudden death, what's known as mawtul faj'ah, sudden death will become common. And this we've seen. You find people who were once healthy, they were still very young, no known disease or ailment, and they start to die one after the other, one after the other. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam informs us in a hadith that from the signs of the hour, you'll find that this sudden death becoming more and more common. And you'll find the good people of society also, their generation passing away. And the people who are wretched and evil will be left behind. May Allah protect one and all. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells you, towards the end of time, you'll find people who, speaking about them not being honest, speaking about them bearing false testimony, he says, وَيَكْثُرُ فِيهِ مُسِّمًا. You'll find obesity being widespread. And this is an authentic hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari and others. He says that you'll find these people who don't have morals, who don't have ethics. In one hadith, he says, you'll find a person who will say, only stick to the book of Allah, meaning the Quran. As for the sunnah, leave it. Don't take anything from it. Describing this group of people also, he says, you'll find a person, shab'an, meaning he is full, on his couch, on his sofa, and he will be saying these things. What's meant by this, as explained by some of the scholars, you'll find, again, the dunya being opened, people's lifestyles becoming easy, access becoming very easy, food and drink in abundance. May Allah forgive one and all. Food and drink in abundance. Imagine at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where in his own household, you find that there were times where he was starving. There was nothing to eat, no food. They would just have a few dates, or they would have water, or they would be fasting. Imagine he is prophesizing at the time what's going to come in the future. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, obviously they believed, but they could only imagine what this time may be. What would it look like? And we've seen it today. We've seen it today. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, and the message is for every single one of us, he says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Eat and drink, but don't exceed the limits. Don't exceed the limits when it comes to consumption, when it comes to the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah and others, they mention that half of medicine, if not the whole of it, is found in this verse. Why? Look at modern research today. They tell you most of the ailments we have, it comes from what we consume, what we eat and drink, an abundance in it. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling us well before that there will come a time where these people who they once had nothing, the dunya will be opened for them, and this obesity will become widespread. And as a believer, as a Muslim, for you to look after the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, your health, for you to exercise that which is moderate at least, with the correct intention becomes an act of worship. With the correct intention can become an act of worship. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you in a hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat. Actions are judged according to their intentions. Obviously, when it comes to your compulsory acts of worship, them being for the sake of Allah, then you've got deeds or actions which are not haram and not halal, permissible. For example, exercise, for example, eating, for example, sleeping. However, with the correct intention, this can become an act of worship. Without an intention, neither for you nor against you. With the correct intention, for example, I am sleeping early so that I can wake up for tahajjud. Inshallah, you are rewarded for that sleep also. So I can wake up for fajr, you are rewarded for that sleep also. I am eating healthy so I can look after my body, so I can worship Allah in a better way. I can fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are upon me. This mubah, this permissibility, bi-ithnillah, also becomes an act of worship. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, so far what we've touched on are some of the minor signs of Qiyamah. There are many, many, many signs informed to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, told to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, from amongst these signs, he tells us that towards the end of times, you'll find in many ahadith, here I'm summarizing, he says you'll find the Muslim ummah generally being in a state of weakness, state of ba'f. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ask him, O Messenger of Allah, will this be because we are less in numbers or we don't have might or power? And he says, no. You'll be a lot in number, but rather weakness would have entered your heart. People will become too attached to material, to the worldly life. And you find that even when it comes to what's compulsory upon them, their obligatory salah and zakah and fasting, you'll find that people will only be interested in the dunya, only interested in chasing the worldly life. And that is one of the reasons. Attachment to the dunya is one of the reasons why we firstly as individual Muslims become weak. You find somebody, for example, they are promised a business deal or they are promised a better job, etc., on condition they do that which is haram. They fall into that which is haram. And you find the weaker the person's iman is, they don't realize that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are being tested. And this person, because of the weakness in iman, because of being attached to the dunya, they would sacrifice their deen. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the hadith we took yesterday, the fitna will increase so much that a person in the morning would be a believer, in the evening he would have left his belief. Or in the evening he'll be a believer, and in the morning he would have left his iman. Then he says, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He would have literally sold, the word used here is sold, his deen for a portion of the dunya. May Allah protect one and all. Inshallah, tomorrow I want to go through some of the last remaining minor signs of Qiyamah. Some of them mentioned to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, regarding the people of Medina, regarding Makkah, regarding the Kaaba, the Mahdi, etc. And then after that, bi-ithnillah, we'll go into what the scholars define as the major signs of Qiyamah. So as I told you at the beginning, they've divided these signs, those which are minor, which are many. And then those which are major, they define them as being major because they are 10 mentioned together in an authentic hadith recorded in Sahih Muslim and others. So inshallah, we'll go through that. What happens after Qiyamah? What happens after or when the trumpet is blown and the people are resurrected? How will the day of Qiyamah be? Who are the different categories and groups of people on the day of Qiyamah? Who will intercede on the day of Qiyamah? Who will have Shafa'ah, etc.? Inshallah, all of that we'll go through in the next few days, bi'idhnillah. With those few words, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who hear the best of speech and follow it. Remember, this month of Ramadan is a month for you to reset, to renew your relationship with Allah, to remember the broader perspective in life, to remember that you will return to Him to attain taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be from those who change their lives for the better. These are opportunities that carry on coming. However, a time will come where you will be unable to. In fact, before I end off, there's one more sign of Qiyamah I'd like to mention, also taught to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that towards the end of time, you'll find as people have a lot of wealth and a lot of money, and they want to give their zakah, compulsory charity, because everybody will be extremely wealthy and rich at the time, he says they won't find people who can accept zakah. Some ulama mention that this happened before, and wallahu a'lam, it may happen again. Now notice how the people being described in this hadith, they want to carry out an act of worship. However, due to circumstance, they are unable to. Nobody wants to accept, or nobody is able to receive zakah. The question for myself and yourselves is, how many acts of worship are we able to carry out right now, open, given to us by Allah, reciting Quran, giving your zakah, performing salah, giving sadaqah, helping others? Do it now whilst you can, because most definitely a time will come where the opportunity will finish. There will be no more opportunity given. And it could be due to death, due to health, at times wealth. People who once had a lot of wealth, and all of a sudden something happens and they go from riches to rags. So whatever opportunity of good deeds Allah has given you now to do, especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, do it. And carry it out. Don't say that, let me wait later on when I have more time, when I have more wealth, when I become stronger, etc. Whatever opportunity Allah has given you now, seize the opportunity, because the opportunity will most definitely fade away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.